Did you kill Minnie and Mickey before or after you made the sandwiches, Nige, old buddy? Eddie asked.
After, Si, I assure you.
Well, I might pass anyway, Eddie said. I had a poor boy back in Maine, and it's sticking to my ribs like a motherfucker.
You should say un, deux, trois,
Susanna told him. The words were out before she knew she was going to say them.
Cry pardon?
Eddie was sitting with his arm around her. Since the four of them had gotten back together, he touched Susanna at every opportunity, as if needing to confirm the fact that she was more than just wishful thinking.
Nothing.
Later, when Nigel was either out of the room or completely broken down, she'd tell him her intuition. She thought that robots of Nigel and Andy's type, like those in the Isaac Asimov stories she'd read as a teenager, weren't supposed to lie. Perhaps Andy had either been modified or had modified himself, so that wasn't a problem. With Nigel, she thought it was a problem indeed. Can you say problem big, big? She had an idea that unlike Andy, Nigel was essentially good-hearted, but yes, he'd either lied or gilded the truth about the rats in the larder. Maybe about other things as well. Eins, zwei, drei und un, deux, trois was his method of letting off the pressure. For a while, anyway.
It's Mordred, she thought, looking around.
She took a sandwich because she had to eat. Like Jake, she was ravenous, but her appetite was gone, and she knew she'd take no enjoyment from what she plugged grimly down her throat.
He's been at Nigel, and now he's watching us somewhere. I know it. I feel it.
And as she took her first bite of some long-preserved, vacuum-packed mystery meat,
a mother always knows.
3. None of them wanted to sleep in the extraction room, although they would have had their pick of 300 or more freshly made beds, nor in the deserted town outside, so Nigel took them to his quarters, pausing every now and then for a vicious head-clearing shake and to count off in either German or French. To this he began adding numbers in some other language none of them knew.